It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
All right, very good Sunday morning to you, Marlins Nation. Thanks for winding with us. Steven Strom here. A little mixed bag on a Saturday afternoon from Wrigley Field. Unbelievable first win for Miami in game one of the doubleheader. They win 3-2. As always, for the recap, here's your radio voice of the Miami Marlins, Kyle Seeloff.
I think what you're supposed to say is never in doubt. The Marlins collect their first one-run victory of the season. It is their second come-from-behind win here in 2024. And in dramatic fashion, the Marlins win Game 1 of today's doubleheader by a final score of 3-2. You're listening to the 10th Inning Show. It's brought to you by Werner Hoffman, Greg, and Garcia, your trusted workers' compensation and personal injury lawyers. A dramatic go-ahead, top of the ninth inning. Two-run homer by Brian De La Cruz propels the Marlins in Game 1 this afternoon. Terrific starting pitching. Terrific work in relief. And the Marlins are victorious. They are 5-16. The Cubs fall to 12-8. Game 2 is set for later this evening, beginning at 7:40 Eastern Time. Airtime with Steven Strom will be at 7:10. Highlights from this ball game this afternoon that featured Jesus Luzardo and Javier Assad for the Chicago Cubs. We were scoreless until the bottom of the third inning when Patrick Wisdom came to the plate with two men on base. There's a fly ball in the air, deep right center field. Chisholm's on the run. He's still going back, looking up. It's off the wall. It gets past Chisholm. It gets past Sanchez. Two runs are going to score. Wisdom's on his way to third. That's a bases-clearing triple for Patrick Wisdom, and the Cubs lead 2-0. And the way things were going for the Marlins and have been going, you almost sat here thinking, oh my goodness, how are they possibly going to come back down two? Well, that would begin in the fifth. The Marlins had the bases loaded with one out, and Brian De La Cruz, who would ultimately be the hero in this game at the plate. De La Cruz swings, hits it high in the air, deep to left field. Going back, Canario on the warning track in front of the wall, makes the catch. Tagging from third and scoring Rivera. On his way to third is Brujan. So the Marlins were trailing 2-1, 4.5 into the books this afternoon at Wrigley Field. So to set the stage for you, Javier Assad went 4 2/3 innings for the Chicago Cubs. He allowed one run on 3 hits, 3 walks, and 3 strikeouts. The next man out of the bullpen for the Cubs this afternoon was Luke Little, who had his contract selected today, or was recalled, I should say. He was up, and he was on as the 27th man on the roster. You are allowed to do that. You are able to be assigned as the 27th man on days in which you are playing a doubleheader. Luke Little went one inning. Yency Almonte went an inning and a third. Mark Leiter Jr. went 2/3 of an inning. Adbert Alzolay came on for the Chicago Cubs. He was attempting a 4-out save this afternoon. He did get the final out in the 8th. Jesus Luzardo went 6 innings, allowed 2 runs on 3 hits, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts. One of the heroes today was Calvin Fauché, making his 3rd Marlins appearance. He's fired 2 shutout innings, and it ended in quite fashion by punching out the side in the bottom of the 8th inning. So this was a 2-1 Chicago Cubs lead going to the top of the 9th inning this afternoon. Again, Alzolay got the final out in the 8th, attempting a 4-out save. Johnny Pareda bounced out to 3rd to begin the 9th inning. The next man, Luis Arraez, singled to center field, standing in the on-deck circle, and then climbing down to the box from the right side of the plate was Brian De La Cruz. He had a chance to be a hero this afternoon. And the pitch swung on, lifted in the air, deep left center field, on the run, Canario, at the track wall, it's gone! De La Cruz! He is fired up! A two-run bomb! The Marlins take the lead here in the ninth! A dramatic homer for Brian De La Cruz, his fifth of the season. And he also collected his 12th, 13th, and 14th RBIs of the season here today. The Marlins got two in the top of the ninth, so we would go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Tanner Scott on, 2-for-3 in save opportunities this season. He allowed leadoff singles to Mike Tauchman and Nick Madrigal. Miguel Amaya then sacrificed himself. The Cubs had the tying man at third and the winning run at second with one out in the bottom of the ninth inning. Alexander Canario struck out swinging, and the final hope for the Cubs this afternoon was Nico Horner. 1-2 the count. Scott working on Horner. Second and third with two outs. And the pitch is a ground ball to first. Arise has it. He'll take it to the bag himself. And the ball game is over. Tanner Scott puts the clamps on his third save of the season. Brian De La Cruz, a go-ahead two-run bomb in the top of the ninth inning. And the Marlins down the Cubs in game one today, 3-2. Oh, what a big win for the Marlins this afternoon here at Wrigley Field. Tanner Scott, his third save of the season. For the Marlins today, 3 runs, 8 hits, 1 error, 10 men left on base. And for the Chicago Cubs, 2 runs, 7 hits, no errors, 8 men left on base. Again, this is the first one-run victory for the Marlins this season. Previously 0-3 in that department. And for the Marlins, their fifth win of the season, their second in come-from-behind fashion. Calvin Fauché, the winning pitcher, collects his first Miami Marlins victory. Adbert Alzolay, the loser, he's now 1-2 this season. Tanner Scott collects his third save of the season for the Marlins. Total time of game, 2 hours and 38 minutes in front of 36,379 at Wrigley Field on this chilly Saturday afternoon on the north side of Chicago. For the Miami Marlins pitching staff, they punch out 11 this afternoon, and that means that $275 will be donated to AutoNation's Drive Pink Initiative to fight against cancer. For every strikeout this season, $25 will be donated to the Drive Pink Initiative.
Okay, Kyle, thank you. Let's head down to listen to what Skip Schumacher had to say after game one, the 3-2 victory over the Cubs.
Skip, in a doubleheader day, just how important is it to get that win in game one and set the tone?
Well, it's big, but, you know, we needed that outing out of Zeus. I mean, 6 innings, 3 hits, 6 punch-outs, kept us in the game, gave us a chance to win it late. That was just a huge start for him and, you know, gives us some length if we need it in game two.
What changed for him after the frustration we saw him display in the third?
He was just on the attack. I mean, the 30-plus pitches in the third inning was not ideal. He knows that, and I think he just wasn't on the attack. That only inning was the third inning. Every other time he was, you know, a lot of first strikes. The velo was up, the slider was great. And I thought that, you know, he was under control the whole game. And he actually looked like the dude that we knew we know he's a dude and he's acting like the dude. That's what I meant to say. So, and I think there's, you know, maybe I don't know what it was the last couple starts, but like that's more of the ace that we're used to.
How can a game like this for him help finally maybe turn the tide for him?
Well, we hope so. We need him to be that guy. You know, he's the stopper. You know, we put him as the opening day starter for a reason because he's supposed to help us stop the bleeding, and he did just that.
Calvin Fauché, another great performance for him. Just how big has he been, and what have you seen through his successes?
Well, again, we're trying to figure out roles in the bullpen. And he's stepping up in a big way, 97 miles an hour with a really good cutter and a really good curveball to neutralize the lefties. So there was a chance they were going to pitch hit down below. That's why we put him down there. And, you know, they kept the righties in, which, you know, that's okay too, but either way, you know, we were kind of ready for the moves if needed. But Calvin's done great to it, provide 2 innings, and again saved our bullpen and allowed us to win.
De La Cruz talked about him this weekend, but just how big is it to come up in that spot and make that swing? And I mean, he's just a continuation of a strong start for him.
Well, yeah, he won the game, so it's pretty big. I'm not going to say he called it, but he kind of called it that he, you know, we're going to pinch run for him. And he said he didn't need we don't need a pinch runner. So he's feeling really good at the plate. You know, he had good at bats all game long. You know, him and Louie at the top are you know, really good, and had a really good day, I should say. And, you know, middle of the order did, you know, okay as well. Sanchez had a couple good at-bats. Gordon had a couple good at-bats. You know, trying to figure out the length of the lineup so we're not just so top-heavy all the time is going to be the key for our season. But, yeah, Dela was, you know, outstanding once again.
Curious in the bottom of the eighth with the bases loaded. Is there any thought to maybe pinch hit for Brujan there with Otto on the bench?
Brujan's a lefty, so no, there was no consideration.
You're turning the page to game two. What are you expecting to see, or what do you hope to see from Munoz?
Strikes, you know, just that's I just don't want him to hurt himself. Let the defense play. It's cold out there. I don't want the guy standing around and waiting after ball one, ball two, ball three. I need them to be active. You know, if they get 10 hits, they get 10 hits. But, you know, I want him to challenge them as much as he can.
What do you guys need to do in between these two games to stay warm and stay ready?
Sounds like they're doing okay in there right now. So I think if they need to take a nap or whatever for 10 minutes, that's okay too. I mean, it's a long day. We've been here since, you know, 8:30. Everyone's different. You know, some people are keeping it going, you know, staying loose. Other people are taking a nap. You know, either way, they'll be ready to go.
How does the preparation for Imanaga change or differ versus someone who's been in the States for so much longer than him?
For Imanaga, the lefty starter.
What about him?
Game two. How do you prepare for
him? Oh, okay. I think, you know, just like almost like a AAA starter that is getting called up, and you see him a couple starts in the big leagues, and he's been dominant. I mean, that fastball is real. He uses it a lot. For us to get to beat him, we're going to have to get on top of the baseball. He lives at the top of the zone, and it's a unique fastball, the characteristics. So we have to get on top and be on time with it.
I had a chance to catch up with Brian De La Cruz, who hit the big two-run home run in the ninth inning to give the Marlins a lead. Let's hear what DLC had to say, translated by Will Lindahl. All right, Kyle, thank you. Brian, you guys had a bunch of guys on base the entire game. Finally, you get through it and have the big home run. What were some of the emotions for you when you hit that?
Tenía muchos jugadores en base, ¿verdad? Durante este juego no pudieron traer las carreras al principio del juego, pero ¿cómo se sintió ahí al final poder traer esa carrera al final para poder ganar el juego?
Bueno, le damos gracias a Dios primero, ¿me entiendes? Y que nosotros también batallamos, ¿me entiendes? Batallamos, teníamos corredores, pero batallamos, nos esforzamos bastante y, ¿me entiendes? En ese último turno, mira que conecté el batazo importante para la victoria, gracias a Dios.
Yeah, like you were saying, we just had those runners on base at the beginning of the game. We weren't able to get them through, but we kept battling. We kept battling out there. Finally, we got that breakthrough hit, and it helped us win the game.
You know, we saw a bunch of these comebacks last year. To have this one in this spot, again, down 2-1, what does this say about your team?
¿Verdad? Tuvieron muchas de estas situaciones similares el año pasado, estando abajo en el juego, volviendo a ganar. ¿Cómo hablas sobre el equipo que han podido hacer esto ahora en este juego y poder conseguir la victoria?
Eso le dice a la fanaticada, ¿me entiendes? Que nosotros estamos volviendo, ¿me entiendes? Nosotros estamos siendo lo que hicimos el año pasado y estamos volviendo, ¿me entiendes? En lo bueno que somos.
I think that just tells the fan base that we're coming back. We're coming back. It's something that we were able to do a lot last year, like you mentioned, and we're coming back. We just want to let the fans know that.
Brian, last one for you. You've been on fire. What has allowed you to stay so locked in during this stretch?
¿Verdad? Tú has estado en fuego ahora mismo ahí en el plato, bateando. ¿Qué dice eso sobre ti como bateador y como jugador que has podido estar haciendo eso durante esta racha de juego?
Bueno, entiende que la consistencia, que he tratado de ser consistente en lo que hago, entiende que mi rutina de juego no cambiara por nada, ¿me entiende? Sino venía a batallar, ¿me entiende? A dar lo mejor de mí cada día más para que las cosas salgan de esa manera como la están saliendo ahora mismo.
I think it just speaks to my consistency. It's something that I'm not changing. I'm coming in and I'm trying to put in the work every day, my routine, and just staying consistent out there, and you're seeing the results.
Brian, thank you. Will, thank you. Great win. Let's get another one later.
Thank you, Raddy. Thank you.
As Brian was doing TV with Kelly Sacco, I got a chance to catch up with Luis Arraez, who went 3-for-5, another three-hit game. Let's hear what Louis had to say after the win. All right, Luis, you guys put guys on base the entire day, frustrating, but what were some of the emotions for you when Brian comes through in the clutch?
We never give up. We just go there and try to do something special to the team, and then Brian did it. He's the best. He's the guy. He's hot right now. We need to just get on base, and then let's see what he can do.
How resilient of a win was this for this group?
Good. We got an excellent group. We just need to continue to play baseball and enjoy this game, man.
Three hits for you. What are you doing at the plate? You're starting to get hot. Anything different, or you just feel good?
I just feel good. I just try to do my thing every time. I just don't want to do too much, you know. I just want to put boy and play and then enjoy my game, what I do every time.
You know, Lizardo might get forgotten in this game, but six innings, one of his probably his best outing. What did you see from him today?
It was tough for him. He just compete today. That's what he do. He's nasty. We just need him more like that. And then good game for him.
Louis, thanks for the time. Great win today.
Thanks to you, man.
Let's get another one.
Yes, sir.
It was a big outing. The best one of the season so far for Jesus Lizardo. Struggled in the third, but ends up going six frames, gives up three hits, two runs, six punchouts. Let's hear what Zeus had to say after the win.
Zeus, let's start in the third. Where did things kind of go wrong there?
Really the double or the triple. I feel like two broken bat hits on pitches that were kind of the game plan. And then the double was just a slider that kind of stayed there. But besides that, I mean, I feel like everything worked well. You know, the walk to Cooper, kind of just a smarter walk with the lefty coming up next with the base open. But I feel like I executed my plan for the most part. Just one mistake, ended up with those two runs. But, you know, things go a little differently on those broken bat hits. And, you know, we're not talking about it.
How were you able to turn it around and go three more and make it through six?
I mean, I just came in the dugout. Me and Mel had a conversation, like, just got to get in the zone and keep attacking. And I feel like my mentality kind of just changed and just trust the stuff and let them hit it. You know, the two broken bat hits, you can't do anything about that. And then the triple was a good piece of hitting, but just a mistake and things happen. So just for me, it was more of getting back in the zone and trusting my stuff.
We saw you showing some frustration after the third. Was it almost in a way good to like let out that frustration and turn around and do what you did?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I try to keep my emotions in check for the most part, but obviously got frustrated with just how things played out and the walks and the whole inning. But after that, I feel like I let it out and just got back to my game plan.
What does it mean for you personally to make it through six? I know going deep in a game is something you've been trying to do, especially on a day like this when you guys have to play too.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing I thought of when I woke up was, you know, got to go deep into the game, save the bullpen, especially with a doubleheader like this. We've been wearing out the bullpen a lot as starters, and I think that you know, it's time that I took a next step and trying to get deeper into games, and you know, thankfully I was able to do that, and hopefully I can continue to do that.
Where were you when De La Cruz hit the homer?
I was up here, and everyone up here was celebrating, and you can kind of just feel it in the air. You know, he's hot right now, and obviously he's our guy at the moment. And when he steps in the box, you know something's good's gonna happen. So he just missed one early with the grand slam, and then he finally clipped him at the end. So I mean, couldn't come at a better time.
Did Skip come to you after the fifth and ask you if you're good for the sixth, or was it known all the way through?
It was known. I mean, I went up to Mel, was like, I'm good to go. And then Mel was like, all right, well, then you better go. But we have that good relationship to where, you know, me and Mel go back and forth on it, and he knows I want to go deep, and he's obviously smart with, you know, the pitches and all that. But on a day like today, I feel like it was important to go and get that six. So I was even trying to lobby for a seventh, but Skip said no way. So, you know, it's at the end of the day, it's their decision, but I always want to go as deep as possible.
What can an outing like this do for you moving forward?
Just confidence, get my feet back under me. I feel like I had two not so bad ones early and then two really bad ones after that. And then this one kind of just gets my feet back under me, longest outing of the year for me. And then, you know, kind of just a stepping stone for me moving forward.
All right, game two went a little bit different. It was almost like the roles were reversed. The Marlins got out to a 3-1 lead after Josh Bell hit a solo shot. The bullpen imploded. Anthony Bender gave up four hits and three runs in two-thirds innings pitch in the sixth. The Cubbies plated four. They took a 5-3 lead, and that's all they needed. The Cubs win game two of the doubleheader 5-3. For the recap, here's Kyle Seeloff.
Well, it was the Marlins in come-from-behind fashion in Game 1 of today's doubleheader at Wrigley Field. And in Game 2, it was the Cubs who beat the Marlins in come-from-behind fashion. Final score in Game 2, Chicago 5, Miami 3. Imanaga beats Bender. Naris' first save of the season. Welcome to the 10th inning show. It's brought to you by Werner Hoffman, Greg and Garcia, your trusted workers' compensation and personal injury lawyers. Game two today featured Shota Imanaga, 2-0 for the Cubs, and Rodery Munoz making his major league debut for the Miami Marlins. Keep in mind, Marlins, a couple of hours prior to the start of game two, beat the Cubs 3-2. Brian De La Cruz had a dramatic go-ahead, one-out, two-run homer in the top of the ninth inning.
Roderick Munoz making his Major League debut for the Marlins here tonight in Game 2 of today's doubleheader. And the Cubs would strike first. Nobody on, one out. Second battery facing the big leagues was Cody Bellinger in the first. Bellinger swings. Here's a drive high and deep to right field, and she is gone. Roderick Munoz on a changeup gives up a homer. It is 1-0 Chicago. And after that, Christopher Morel walked, and following the walk, Roderick Munoz retired 14 consecutive Chicago Cubs. He struck out 7. That was the second most in club history. The last Miami Marlin to win their Major League debut was Cody Poteet back in May of 2021. Just keep that in mind. That would take Roderick Munoz all the way to the start of the bottom of the sixth inning here tonight. It was 1-0 Chicago going to the fourth inning. There was an E6 with one out to put Josh Bell at first, and then Tim Anderson would strike for Miami. There's a line drive, smash left field, into the corner, extra bases for Tim Anderson. Bell is rounding third. He gets the wave from Benedict. Throw comes in towards the plate, not in time, an RBI double for Tim Anderson. His third RBI of the season. That is the first earned run allowed by Shota Imanaga. Well, we'll see. No, because of the error. But it was 1-1, and the next batter was Jazz Chisholm Jr. Anderson with a big lead from second. Here's a ground ball hit into right center field. That's a base hit. That's going to be the first earned run allowed by Imanaga in the big leagues. Anderson rounds third, touches the plate. It's 2-1 Miami here in the fourth. So the Marlins led 2-1. They would do so through 4. They did so through 5. And they would get another in the 6th. Josh Bell at the plate, nobody on, and one away in the inning. There's a swing and a fly ball hit deep left field. This thing is crushed on the run. At the wall, she is gone. Josh Bell with a big fly. He's off the schneid. His third bomb of the season. Marlins lead 3-1. So it was 3-1. Remember, after the homer by Bellinger and the walk to Morel, Roderick Munoz retired 14 in a row. Skip Schumacher put him back out there to start the bottom of the 6th. The Marlins led 3-1. The first man he faced was Alexander Canario. Roderick Munoz. He is facing 9-1-2. Alexander Canario with a high drive. Deep to left field. Will it leave the ballpark? No, but that thing is 8 rows deep into the seats and left. Skip Schumacher and Mel Stottlemyre Jr. So it was 3-2, and that would end the debut for Munoz. 5+, 2 runs, 2 hits, 1 walk, 7 strikeouts. He did leave in line for a victory. Enter into the equation, Anthony Bender. He allowed a single, then a fly out for the first out of the inning. Another single to Morel. 2 aboard, 1 away. Michael Busch at the plate. The 1-2, and that is lined over the head of the shortstop Anderson into left field. One run will score. Here comes a stutter step, and a throw towards the plate is cut off. 2 runs will score. On his way to second is Busch. It's a 2-run single, and just like that, it is 4-3. And the Cubs would never look back, and they would get another run one batter later with Garrett Cooper at the plate. We're in the bottom of the 6th. That'll keep this runner at second off. And here's a shot past Anderson, and they will not keep him from scoring. Rounding third is Busch. He'll score. There is going to be a conversation whether that's an error or a base hit. I assume you'll see a little home cooking. It'll be an RBI single for Garrett Cooper. Regardless, yeah. It's 5-3 Chicago.
Yeah, I think that's going to be
That would be the final score here in Game 2 tonight. Ben Brown worked 2 innings, allowed 2 hits, punched out 3. Hector Neris came on in the 9th. He allowed a one-out single to Avi Garcia. Manuel Rivera hit one deep to center. That was reeled in by Bellinger. Nick Gordon, the pinch hitter, struck out swinging to end the ball game. For the Marlins, 3 runs, 8 hits, no errors, 5 men left on. For the Cubs, 5 runs, 7 hits, 1 error, 3 men left on. Imanaga beats Bender. Neris' first save. Total time of game, 2 hours and 22 minutes in the nightcap of today's doubleheader in front of 32,386. For the Marlins, they, in game 2, punched out 8. And that means that $200 will be donated to AutoNation's Drive Pink Initiative to fight against cancer. For every strikeout this season, $25 will be donated to the Drive Pink Initiative.
Okay, Kyle, thank you. Let's head down and listen to what Skip Schumacher had to say after the 5-3 loss to the Cubs.
What do you most about his debut tonight?
He's throwing strikes. Velocity was up. He was
working on a new breaking ball when he got sent out from spring training, and it was real. I mean, it was a really good pitch. You know, other than the Bellinger homer and then obviously a homer late, I mean, he pitched as good as anybody this year. Really impressive start. It's just too bad we couldn't hold on.
Were you surprised at all given his struggles in AAA?
You never know up here. You know, it's when guys haven't seen you before, you know, veteran team, and you just don't know what you're going to get out of a guy. Sometimes this stuff happens, but when you're flashing 97 and with a real slider, you know, you're going to get outs. And he was commanding the strike zone, 60%+ first pitch strike rate. I mean, that usually works up here.
We originally saw Hoeing warming up before Bender. What made you want to go Bender there in the sixth?
Bender was going to get the top of the order, and Hoeing was going to get the bottom half. So if it flipped, that's what it would have been. His ball in play, just bad luck so far. As far as like every ball hit feels like it's getting through. Honestly, I mismanaged that also. The second, third, I should have walked Bush and got to Cooper. I know Cooper got a hit, but that part of the game was definitely on me. But I think the meat of the order was discussed that we were going to get give Ben at the top. He's got real stuff. It was the sixth inning where you can give Hoeing the bottom. And then back to the top and then try to figure out, you know, the rest of the way. But that was the thought.
Bender had struggled in the last, I think, three, four games. What have you seen from him through the struggles?
Struggling. Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what it is. It's the balls in play that are being hit, that are hits. So I think that's what it is. It's not lack of stuff. He's 95 with, you know, really good sink and a good slider. It just feels like every ball that's hit, it finds a hole or whatever it is. So I don't think he's going to have a 500+ ball in play batting average against, but you know, we definitely got to get more outs later in the game with him.
On the bright side, a couple hits for Josh Bell, Avi Garcia. How important is it going to be to this offense to get them going?
Well, they're the middle of the order for a reason. You know, Josh Bell is you know, a really good hitter. He's going to hit. I mean, there's no doubt about it. He's going to hit. Switch hitter from both sides, home run from both sides. It's just been really good. Our home run from the right side, been really good to see just the power coming alive. And, you know, I think the last few games, he's just been taking really good swings. You're going to punch out every now and then. There's guys on the other side with real stuff too, but he's been taking, you know, some good at-bats. And, Avi, another good day. So, you know, we need that right-left platoon, and we need, especially against a good lefty tonight, and he did a nice job.
Talk about Imanaga between games. Was he kind of as advertised as far as the fastball characteristics go?
Yeah, I mean, maybe, you know, it's tough until you get in the box to see the fastball. The fastball is real. It's different. You know, with that and, you know, the split, you know, tunneling the both pitches is tough to pick up. So our guys knew that we had to get on top of the fastball and kind of see it, you know, a couple balls up and get on top, and you're still fouling balls off back. So when you're seeing a number of those balls foul behind you and just missing them, that's because there's, you know, a little more carry on the ball than you thought. And that was, you know, the frustration a little bit in the dugout, even though, you know, it, you just, you prepare for it until you get in the box, it's different. And he's a really good pitcher.
Rodri Munoz, who made his major league debut, was superb. 5 innings, 2 hits, 2 runs, 2 home runs. That's all that was given up. 7 punch outs and 1 walk. Let's hear what Rodri had to say after the outing.
Congratulations on the debut. Just take us through kind of what was going through your mind today.
Primero que todo, ¿verdad? Gracias, felicidades por tu debut. Si puedes llevarnos un poco, ¿verdad? ¿Qué estabas pensando hoy, cuando ibas saliendo hoy a lanzar?
So, lo que estaba en mi mente era siempre en atacar la zona. Lo mejor de mí, o sea, mi mejor picheo.
What was in my mind the whole way was just attack the zone, you know? Try just to make sure that I use my best pitches tonight.
And how were those pitches working for you?
¿Y cómo estaban esos lanzamientos funcionando para ti hoy?
Like, súper bien. Like, lancé donde lo quería lanzar, fallé donde lo quería fallar y, bien.
Super good, super well. I think I was pitching exactly where I wanted to. I was locating, and when I was missing where I wanted to as well.
How comfortable were you having Pareda back there, having the history that you guys have had at AAA?
¿Cuán cómodo te sentiste teniendo a Johnny Pareda detrás del plato como receptor basado en el historial que han tenido en AAA?
Bien, porque, o sea, ya como él me quechó en AAA, ya me sentía más cómodo. ya él sabía, o sea, mi picheo, todo eso.
Good. I mean, like you said, since he caught me at AAA, he'd already seen, you know, the pitches that I had, so I feel comfortable out there.
After giving up that home run in the first, it seemed like you really settled down. How were you able to do that?
Después de haber permitido ese primer home run, pareció que como que te tranquilizaste y pudiste, ¿verdad?, involucrarte bien en el juego. ¿Cómo fue eso?
O sea, like, eso fue el like, primer inning. O sea, el juego todavía no ha terminado. Y traté de seguir enfocado y lanzar mi mejor picheo.
That was just the first inning, really. I just tried to, you know, keep my composure, keep focus out there. And, I mean, it's just the beginning of the game, so that's, you know, was able to settle down.
Collected a lot of strikeouts, 7, I believe, but I'm pretty sure you have the ball from the first one. What are you going to do with it?
7 ponches en el juego, creo, ¿verdad? Pero pudiste quedarte con la bola del primer ponche que tuviste en Grandes Ligas. ¿Qué vas a hacer con ella?
Oh, like, lo voy a poner en like, un cuadro, o sea, like, como una cosa de una caja de cristal, y lo voy a poner ahí en la sala de mi casa.
I'm probably going to put the ball in like a little crystal box, you know, where you put the balls. Probably going to have it in my living room of my house.
How much confidence does this outing give you that you can compete at this level?
¿Cuánta confianza te da una salida como esta de que tú sí puedes competir en este nivel?
Hay mucha, en serio. Ya puedo ver un ejemplo, dónde tengo que lanzar mi picheo y todo eso. Tener control de donde siempre comando de picheo.
A lot, really. I just think, you know, this just helps me have that confidence out there, knowing that I can locate my pitches and have that command, and I think I can use that moving forward.
Making your debut special regardless, but to do it at Wrigley Field, did it give you any extra meaning?
Hacer tu debut en Grandes Ligas debe ser un momento especial para cualquiera, pero ¿cómo se siente hacerlo aquí en Wrigley Field, en este estadio y con esa fanaticada?
En serio, estaba un poquito nervioso, yo dije, yo puedo hacerlo, hoy estaba enfocado mucho en mi mente de que yo podía, ¿sabes?
Seriously, I was a little bit nervous out there, I'm not going to lie. But in my mind, I was focused and I knew that I just had to be confident out there, and I think I did that.
Did you think you were done after the fifth, or did you sort of have to converse with Skip a little bit to go back out there?
¿Tú pensabas que ya ibas a terminar tu salida después de la quinta entrada, o tuviste que hablar con el manager, con Skip, a ver si te podía permitir salir para la próxima entrada?
No, o sea, ellos nunca me dijeron nada después que salí del quinto. Dije, okay, continúo.
They never said anything when I came out of the fifth inning, so I said, you know, it's okay, I'll keep going.
How did you get the news that you were being called up, and did you have any loved ones at the game tonight?
¿Cómo recibiste o te dieron las noticias de que ibas a subir a Grandes Ligas y si tenías algún familiar o algún ser querido hoy aquí en el estadio?
O sea, cuando me llamaron a la oficina, en serio, estaba nervioso, porque tuve unos cuantos juegos en AAA, no bueno, en serio. Pero cuando me dijeron que venía aquí, yo me puse alegre, no podía creerlo, en serio.
Honestly, when they called me into the office, I was really nervous. I mean, I hadn't had the best outings recently at AAA, so it was something that I was nervous when I went in there, but when I received the news, I was just relieved. I was very happy, and I was just happy to go out there, and I knew that I was going to give my all.
Given the struggles that you had at AAA, what changed tonight?
Dado los resultados un poco pobres que tuviste en AAA, ¿qué piensas que cambió esta noche para ti?
Yo trabajé más en mi picheo, o sea, donde quería lanzarlo y cómo continuar tirarlo back to back y todo eso.
I think I really worked well with my pitches. I really was able to mix them in, locate them when I wanted to, and keep using them when I knew I was going to be most effective with them.
All right, the Marlins have a chance to split this 4-game set this afternoon. It's going to be a 2-20 first pitch. Edward Cabrera, who was sensational in his start last week, will take on a struggling Kyle Hendricks. I will have Marlins on deck at 1:50. As always, we hope you can join us on the Marlins Radio Network, driven by AutoNation.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.